Macmillan Audio presents A Matter of Honour by Geoffrey Archer. Read for you by John Lee. Part 1. The Kremlin. Moscow, May 19, 1966. Chapter 1. The Kremlin, May 19, 1966.
It's a thick,
said the Russian leader, staring down at the small exquisite painting he held in his hands.
That can't be possible, replied his Politburo colleague. The Tsar's icon of St. George and the dragon has been in the Winter Palace at Leningrad under heavy guard for over 50 years. True, Comrade Zaborsky, said the old man, but for 50 years we've been guarding a fake. The Tsar must have removed the original sometime before the Red Army entered Petrograd and overran the Winter Palace.
The head of state security moved restlessly in his chair as the cat-and-mouse game continued. Yuri Zaborsky knew, after years of running the KGB, who had been cast as the mouse, the moment his phone had rung at 4 that morning to say that the General Secretary required him to report to the Kremlin office immediately.
How can you be so sure it's a fake, Leonid Ilyich?
The diminutive figure inquired.
Because, my dear Zaborsky, during the past 18 months, the age of all the treasures in the Winter Palace has been tested by carbon dating, the modern scientific process that does not call for a second opinion, said Brezhnev, displaying his newfound knowledge, and what we have always thought to be one of the nation's masterpieces, he continued, turns out to have been painted 500 years after Rublev's original.
But by whom and for what purpose? Asked the chairman of the Committee for State Security, his voice incredulous.
The experts tell me it was probably a court painter, replied the Russian leader, who must have been commissioned to execute the copy only months before the revolution took place. It has always worried the curator at the Winter Palace that the Tsar's traditional silver crown was not attached to the back of the frame, as it was to all his other masterpieces, added Brezhnev. But I always thought that the silver crown had been removed by a souvenir hunter, even before we had entered Petrograd.
No, said the General Secretary dryly, his bushy eyebrows rising every time he completed a statement. It wasn't the Tsar's silver crown that had been removed, but the painting itself.
Then what can the Tsar have done with the original?
The chairman said, almost as if he were asking himself the question.
That is exactly what I want to know, comrade, said Brezhnev,
resting his hands on the desk and dwarfing the little painting that remained in front of him.
And you are the one who has been chosen to come up with the answer, he added.
For the first time, the chairman of the KGB looked unsure of himself.
Do you have anything for me to go on? Very little,
admitted the General Secretary, flicking open a file that he removed from the top drawer of his desk. He stared down at the closely typed notes headed The Significance of the Icon in Russian History. Someone had been up all through the night preparing a 10-page report that the leader had only found time to scan. Brezhnev's real interest began on page 4. He quickly turned over the first 3 pages before reading aloud,
At the time of the revolution, Tsar Nikolai II obviously saw Rublev's masterpiece as his passport to freedom in the West. He must have had a copy made, which he then left on his study wall, where the original had previously hung.
The Russian leader looked up.
Beyond that, we have little to go on.
The head of the KGB looked perplexed. He remained puzzled as to why his leader should want state security involved in the theft of a minor masterpiece.
And how important is it that we find the original?
He asked, trying to pick up a further clue. Leonid Brezhnev stared down at his Kremlin colleague.
Nothing could be more important, comrade, came back the reply, and I shall grant you any resources you may consider necessary in terms of people and finance in your quest to discover the whereabouts of the Tsar's icon.
But if I were to take you at your word, comrade General Secretary, said the head of the KGB,
trying to disguise his disbelief,